listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
I'm going to make this real quick. Nintendo / Pokemon Company came out with a statement saying that they're going to investigate. And I mean, if Pablo World used anything against their wishes, then they're, you know, obviously going to do something. I just want to provide that context because at some point in this video, we mentioned that Nintendo hasn't done anything yet. So just want to mention that. Thanks for listening. We're doing a little two-person segment podcast episode. That's right. We're here. The most important. This could just be the biggest gaming news of a century. So we had to talk about it.
Pokemon fans are upset again. What? Dude, what happened this time? Could it be that Scarlet and Violet still doesn't run well? Could it be we have no news on either Gen 5 remakes or a new game? No. What could it be?
Dude, it's Pal World. It's...
What?
It's clearly copying and pasting Pokemon. Dude, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. It's...
Oh, no.
Dude, did you see it as a sheep? It has a sheep.
It has Wooloo. I know. I saw Eevee in the game. It's called like Cream Pie or something like that.
It's actually called Creamy or something. It's kind of crazy. This is the internet exploding. Oh, and by the way, PETA has issued a statement for what it's worth. Did you see that?
Dude, what? No, hold on.
PETA has already heard from many Pal World fans who have no interest in eating pals and want a vegan guide created for the game.
Dude,
now you can
all vegan playthrough. That's a nice speedrun category we're getting. That's pretty cool.
No, but really though, this has like gone way out of hand. I feel like every monster tamer game people just freak out about that it's somehow copying Pokemon, as if no other game can have monster taming / battle mechanics.
I know, I don't know what they're ever worried about, right? So everybody knows Pokemon. You know it's always the biggest one. Pal World, Monster, Dragon Quest Monsters, Monster Rancher from back in the day, Koromon. Like, none of these games stack up still to what Pokemon is. Right. And even the ones that do, 90% of the people that have played Pokemon haven't played those games or don't care about them or whatever, for whatever reason.
I don't think it's a massive deal.
It's just petty.
Right. I feel like there's always going to be some kind of weird or whatever similarities between if I make a monster out of a rabbit, right? I feel like if another game has a monster, you know, designed based off a rabbit, there's going to be some similarities, you know?
There's not going to be a way to distinguish it like super differently every time. And Pokemon's already pretty like sheep are just a Pokemon sometimes. And like the rabbit, like Beniri or Bunnelby, they're just rabbits. Like, I don't know. It's not like it's too much of a distinction from normal life.
And people are people are saying that they believe Nintendo should sue Pal World for copyright infringement. And it's just like, dude, come on. I mean, granted, I wouldn't put it past Nintendo particularly, but I guess it'd come down to Pokemon Company or Game Freak.
Pokemon Company.
Kind of the Pokemon Company.
Then they already took down someone modded, I guess, Ash and actual Pokemon into the game. They insta took that down. I think I saw an article that it was in the game, and then an hour later it was Nintendo took it down.
My question there is why? Only because they weren't profiting from it. I don't know. How come some things they do, some things they don't? Either way, it's just the internet is in this massive civil war. If Pal World is I don't even know how to put it, just a complete copy and paste. Yeah, which their battle mechanic, sure, and it's a weird mix of Pokemon Arceus and base building and guns, but there's no evolution. There's flying mechanics.
It's a survival game. It's more like Breath of the Wild. It's literally stole assets from Zelda with the sound bites where you like discover a new area and it like plays the Zelda Breath of the Wild sound. But nobody's complaining about that.
Right.
Apparently Ninja played the game. His quote is, "Hopefully Pokemon will get off their butts and make a game like this." So thank you, Ninja, for your input. I don't think Ninja's ever played a Pokemon game, but he has played Fortnite, so.
Right. That's, I think he's pretty educated on the fact, yeah, on the matter. You know, I need to, you know, now that I know that, I feel really justified in defending this. It's just like, I feel like we'll never get a game where that's a Bonzo Tamer where it doesn't feel like a ripoff purely because Pokemon is just so huge. Okay, you know what? You know how they can make this? Wait, the battling's not even turn-based, right?
No, it's just, it's
right. It's just like
real-time action is the battling.
So. Right.
It's not even like it's a copy and paste of it. I don't know where they're like getting this from.
I think so. Like the Pokemon fan base loves to be mad, and you know, oddly enough, this is one of the rare times where the fan base is trying to defend Pokemon, but for like the wrong reasons. You know, like it's usually, oh, Pokemon Company sucks now. They do this or that. You know, it's like, well, you know, everything's terrible. But now it's like, oh, but don't copy Pokemon.
Yeah, like. It's like you're not allowed to make fun of Pokemon. Only we can make fun of Pokemon. All right, we're the fans. Like,
yeah.
What's the issue? Like, just I don't like. Granted, yes, there are some that are like similar designs, I guess. Like the EV one's kind of hard to like defend, but like I don't know. Who cares? Just play the game and for yourself, and you'll see it's not just a monster tamer.
The Pocket Pair CEO Takuro Mizubi posted about the accusations in response on X. While he didn't outright deny anything, he did ask for their ire direct toward the team's artists to stop and claim responsibility for the game's production. Oh, also, they've been getting death threats. Have you heard that? They're like,
why? Because it's because of the Pokemon fans?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah. Could you? I will never understand. So like someone's that much anger for a video game that you'd want to, it's like, stop, this is too much like Pokemon. I'm gonna find where you live. Like, why,
right? Like, why are you so upset about a game that you just complain about it anyway? Like, I don't. And also, what does it matter? Just let these people have fun with the game.
Yeah, who cares? It's intensely popular, like I think every day I'm seeing it like, oh, it sold millions more than previous days,
right? And even like the gym system isn't like a gym system, they're like towers. It's not set up like Pokemon, so I don't, like, there's more than enough difference between them.
Yeah, I don't remember last time Pokemon had a Gatling gun, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it was that. It was like Bye Bye Butterfree and the rest of the town, and Ash really just was like upset he lost to the gym leader.
Wait, was that the name of Bye Butterfree and the rest of the
town? Yeah, like in parentheses and the rest of the town.
That sounds like a great game. Show or episode. Yeah, I'd love that.
Right? But... It was a good one. I think they took it down like the Tentacruel hitting the buildings episode. You know, they had to like get rid of it. But
let's see here. I think it's like, so far it is the second most it's so far broken the record for second most concurrent Steam users.
Yeah, I think it beat out Counter-Strike,
which is that's insane.
That is insane.
But also
it's insane to me that PUBG is number one though.
Yeah, I don't remember when that happened, but I guess because it was like the original Battleground or battle. Yeah, Battleground, right?
That's the Battle Royale.
Yeah, Battle Royale game. That I guess kind of makes sense, but damn, that's like, and also I mean, being Counter-Strike 2. Wow, Counter-Strike 2 was a anyway. What's surprising is that Lost Ark is on this list. It was number 4, where it's at one point it was at 1.3 million. Like,
damn, was huge for like a day or two, right? And then they like literally stopped supporting it, and that was it.
This person on Twitter called Neo Gamespark, he puts, the children yearn for Pikachu holding an AK-47. That's like it, it also it sold faster in a week than Legends Arceus. Legends Arceus sold like
that is crazy.
Legend of Arceus sold 1.5 million in a week, and at the time of like when it happened, it was like at 2 million.
Right.
And I'm glad
people are having fun with it though, but like I don't know, these other people just need to chill out.
Oh yeah, no, I mean the people are just freaking out. Oh my god,
it's a Pikachu,
that's a Pokemon competitor. Oh my god. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
And Nintendo's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't care.
Good
for them.
Mind you, by the way, these numbers don't include the Xbox Game Pass numbers.
Right. This is so just like, PC people.
Right. Just PC, which is in a feat by itself. By the oh yeah, was it you told me that they for me, I read an article that apparently Power World originally wasn't going to have guns, but they wanted to appease the American market by having
by putting guns in.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember, that
totally makes sense.
Yeah, like originally it was just supposed to be like a monster tamer base building tower defense. But then they're like, well, we want to get this sold in the Americas. How do we do that? What if we add guns?
Put guns.
genius. What? Love it. But like,
give that man a promotion.
I guess, yeah, the main thing is people are like really upset about like the certain similarities between PALs and Pokemon. And I don't know, man. It's just too much. It's I
want to understand what the overarching issue is. Like, why can't you just leave it alone? Just have fun with it.
If you like it, you're a bad person. You shouldn't be having fun with it. I hate you. And yeah,
literally, that's how they treat it. It's just like, I don't know. These Pokemon fans are wild.
I mean, like, and I'll admit there are definitely similarities between PALs. I think people are over exaggerating like the similarities, but it's just like. There's like a black wolf with like white fur as like its secondary, and it's like compared to Rockruff?
No. Lycanroc.
Lycanroc, thank you. There's a Cobalion like similar one. Lilligant. The McGinnity ones are big stretch. Like that green dinosaur with the flower on its head. Like I feel like.
I mean, I guess.
Like I can kind of see it, but it's on 2 feet. It has the flower on its head. Whatever. There's some jet one that's just like so here's the thing, right? To me, Pokemon is so unbelievably popular that it's going to be hard to design things without that in the back of your mind. Like to some degree, right. I think it's gonna like subconsciously like affect the design of one of these things. But on the other hand, I feel like you could look at these like, does this look like it's the same as one from Pokemon? But I feel like people are freaking out too much. I think if there's going to be a legal issue, Nintendo will actually do something about it. But because Nintendo is usually super fast on the trigger with these kind of things, like the second it's out, you know, they're like, okay.
Yeah. But
I don't think they have any standing. I think this just falls under if there's the similar ones or it'd fall under parody.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like,
right. They're different enough that they like, can never claim it.
It's like, what you're going to say my black fur wolf, my black white fur wolf is too close to your, you know, gray white wolf. You know, it's like, it's still a wolf. Right. It's just colors. I don't know. I've seen people freaking out. I've seen people like, dude, just calm down. It's like, it's really not that huge of a deal. Other people are like, oh, don't support this kind of stuff. You know, like don't buy this game. Like,
right. They want the studio to suffer and shut down like the day before studio did or whatever.
Yeah, but that was actually a scam, though. That was literally like
that was actually a scam. Yeah, I mean,
that was literally
they tried.
Literally. Yeah,
they almost got us. But
like, you know, I don't know. Like, everything else is so vastly different, and you're hung up on, like, some of the designs. Come on. It's, yeah. It's really not. It's just...
They're grasping at straws. It's just, it's sad.
But, like, I've never seen so many Poke fans united on one hatred. Usually it's, like, spread out hatred of Pokemon mechanics, how they hate, you know, certain things of Pokemon, but this is, like, a unified front.
I know. They're like, it's literally a mindset of just, like, you can't make fun of it, only I can make fun of it.
Right, yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
It's also
insane.
There's some kind of AI controversy because apparently the company used AI before, but I don't think it has really any like AI. See, you know what? Look, you know what? This will be a hot take for a second. If a company decides to use AI and are willing to face repercussions, then let them. I don't know. Right. I understand that, like, oh, you're taking jobs from the artist. I totally understand that. And 99% of the time, AI is going to be crap compared to an actual artist.
Right.
But we're also living in the future where programs are able to do
it's
this.
It's just going to happen.
Right. It's literally going to happen. Right. I really don't know what part of AI plays into this. Like, unless they're saying
make an argument it, like, learned what Pokemon were, I guess, and tried to copy that. But, like, at the same time, the game's still just different enough down to the core that, like, you can't make that argument. It's not Pokemon.
Let's see. Yeah, it looks like basically people are speculating that the designs were used with generative AI. But there's literally no proof.
Yeah, like...
But it's just that the the CEO has said that they are interested in AI, and you know there are good uses for it in development.
Gotcha.
Again, I don't know, man. I just like so you know how like when we made the characters, you can pick a voice line. Right. Look, again, this might put me in hot water. I don't care. I don't care if it uses AI voice for that. It's like. Bleh!
Hmm? Oh yeah, they're just like grunts and
right.
Like
it's like I right, like if anything I don't even want to hear that at that point. Just make me mute. I hate that stuff personally.
Oh yeah, yeah, I don't want to hear it at all.
Right, but like if there's like full sentences from an NPC, then no, I don't want it to be AI. Not mostly because it's usually like can you help me to the store, you know, like
right, it's like it's terrible, like I guess translations or
English
maybe
is
not voice acting, but like, yeah, like AI, whatever. But
well, English itself is a hard language, and how we say things is so different from how a normal language does it that it's right. Hard for AI to understand when to emphasize and when not to, you know, with words. And also it depends right. On like how the AI interprets, like when to pause and when to not pause, you know, but. Also, Valve did implement the Steam policy that requires developers to report if their game was made with AI tools. I'm very curious what happens if they don't report that. Like, is there a fine? Well, I mean,
right. Like, what's Steam the repercussion? Right,
yeah,
what's the
repercussions? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, this is like it's just explosive in all like aspects. People are like, oh, there's AI being used, even there's no proof. It's just a Pokemon clone, which I don't really have too much of an issue on. Like, yeah, like, look, if Nintendo / Pokemon can actually look at another game, like, wow, I wish we should implement that, then good. I'm glad there's competition because right. Pokemon's been slacking. It has been slacking. It runs. It is running like garbage on the Switch years after the fact. Years.
Right. Right, and there's no reason for that. Pokemon is making more than enough money to fix that.
I thought the 3DS versions, like, I'm not saying they didn't run good, but like in the in Sun and Moon when there was like the raid battles, or like I don't know what are they called, raid battles, the ones where like you in the wild where you fought like seven. No,
I know what you mean. The get jumped by six Pokemon or whatever.
get gang jumped. Yeah. Yeah. Like those ran like crap, you know, because they're terrible. And in competitive and like doubles and doubles online, like there definitely were frame drops for certain moves. But like, and also if there's weather, like it could heavily impact performance. But this is like everywhere you look in Scarlet and Violet, there's performance impacts.
Right.
It's I don't know. Like that's why I'll give like kudos to this game for it's early access and there are bugs and stuff like that, but I like the core things with it actually work well. Or like,
right, it's like a playable game. Honestly, I wholeheartedly expected this game to be a scam, like that day before game or whatever, and just like be nothing like what they promised. So the fact that they could even come as far as they did with it, like, it already impressed me.
Derek's impressed by a video game?
I know. I was even like, when we were playing, I was even like saying, I was like, this is like actually fun. Like it was just stupid fun. I don't know.
I'm glad there's co-op. It's cool that, I mean, the Steam version, you can have the 32. Those raids gotta be insane. Like, so I feel like, I think if we don't see anything from Nintendo in the next month, then nothing's gonna happen. I think they're just gonna be, right. I think they know. I assume actually right now they're investigating it to like the best of their abilities.
Oh, absolutely. They're probably going through if they could like scrounge some money from this.
they're probably going to every, like going through every PAL and like going to their lawyers. Like, what about this one? And the lawyer's just like, no. Okay. What about this
Which
one?
Which one does that look like? It looks like Pikachu. Okay.
Dude, like the eye, you know, the eye test, like number one, number
right. two. Number two, number one, number two.
Can I see number two again? Number one.
they can try as much as they want. I don't think they're going to get very far.
I also think that if it really was the case, I think Xbox would have Microsoft would have said, you know what, we don't want this on Game Pass. It might cause too much controversy. Like
Xbox,
you know,
is buddy buddy with Pokemon or Nintendo, so it's
more
like,
or less, yeah.
I mean, they're not going to piss them off. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's rough. I mean, Power World guys are having fun. Pokemon fans are crying about it.
Pokemon fans crying? Here, be real.
I feel like when is it? I think it's coming up. I think it's February. Yeah, so in February is Pokemon Day. So like Pokemon fans will be rejoicing soon because you'll have an announcement of like a new stupid mobile game.
No. The first announcement is just gonna be like important announcement. We're suing.
We took down Power World. Lawsuit. And took all the money.
Lawsuit incoming.
Yeah. So Pokemon fans, don't worry. You'll get some new Pokemon cards, and an even worse running game for the Switch. Congratulations.
You did it. Congratulations.
But no guns for you. So
yeah, overall we're basically on the side of Power World, like just keep existing. You know, it's like, I think Pokemon fans are just blowing away out of proportion.
Screw this, right? You're at a high right now, but like keep it going. Like update this game. I don't know what you're gonna do, like add new areas to do, new gyms and whatever. But like just keep the game going. Like don't let the steam die like a lot of these other games do. Mm-hmm. You know, like look at like Lethal Company, right? That's like kind of winding down. And I don't really think there's been any updates. It's all been like mod stuff that's keeping it alive, really. So
I don't know. Are you saying that they're overreacting? They've never done it before.
I know. New games get 2 weeks of hype, and then after that is when it really shows if it's gonna live or die. So,
and also apparently Pocket Pair, which is the company that made it, has openly talked about being inspired by other games. Like,
it's obviously there's signs of like six different games at the very beginning of the game. So.
It's like they start with a story, like, have you played Breath of the Wild? Yes. Okay. Have you played Ark Survival?
Have you played Fortnite? Have you played Pokemon? Have you played Rust or Raft or any of those other survival games?
Right. So, okay, you know, it's like, it's literally, again, I don't think they have, I don't think anything's going to happen. And I think Nintendo knows that. And I think they're not going to find anything. Oh, you know, like, if it had evolutions, which it doesn't, right? There's no, if it had that, and it was like the, you know, like the Meganium one where it's like the grass dinosaur, if it was like a three stage and each stage was similar, like very similar, I could see more of a point. Right. But it's only one stage, and it's like, kind of similar. Like, okay, there's inspiration, but there's plenty of, you know, like super original. Like, I don't know. Like, and also, well, actually, I don't think Pokemon's ever done just a straight up chicken, but I mean, this is right. Just
like, look at those things. That's a straight up chicken. That's a straight up penguin. The sheep's just a sheep.
Am I sharing my screen? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, how did you? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. okay, well, yeah, we just want to talk about that for this week. You have any comments before we call this one?
Let us know what you think in the comments down below. If you think Pow World's in the right, if Pokemon's just being whiny, greedy.
Are we Pow World shills? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Are we wrong? Is that chicken really a Torchic in disguise?
Wait, is the sheep Wooloo?
Wooloo, although I did keep calling it Wooloo while we were playing. But it isn't Wooloo. It's his brother Gregory.
Oh, really? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, like, comment, subscribe, become a member today, join our Discord, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.